The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. Hey, it's Friday morning. We just saw Rise of Skywalker last night. Spoiler free, here's our first impression. Can't wait to talk about it. Can't wait to get into the store. Spoiler free, here we go. Let's get into the store. Thank you for keeping the store open late. I was dying to come down here.
I'm sure you were.
And I like this music. It's so appropriate. We got Star Wars and the Imperial March mixed together. Where did you find that?
You mean Christmas and the Imperial March mixed together, right?
See,
Star Wars is the Imperial March.
I'm all hopped up on energy drinks. I can't even think straight. But yeah, Christmas music and the Imperial March.
It's pretty cool. I had actually never heard it before, so.
Oh, you just got playing on a loop?
Yep. That, along with I have like a 4-hour loop of Vader roasting on a fire. That's my Yule log that I listen to at Christmas time. It's pretty awesome. It's on YouTube if you haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a 5-hour loop of the bonfire scene.
Oh, really?
From Return of the Jedi, yeah. But it's very soothing.
So. Soothing. All right, it's late. What do we got for news? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'll just say, I don't have any news.
Oh, all right. Let's get to it. Let's just get right into it. First
impressions. Let's get
impressions.
To it, huh? No foreplay, huh?
No, just going right for tried it. Before we started recording, and you said no, and so I'm like, I wasn't nervous, because I'll be honest with you, I'll tell you right up front, I loved it. So, I don't, and when I'm watching it, I do try to watch through my John eyes and see what things maybe you didn't like, and I really couldn't pick anything out. So, if you found something, or if there's things that really bothered you, this is going to be fun.
Well, I'll tell you.
That's the idea.
I loved it.
Oh, yes.
I really did. I thought it was awesome. I do have one. And I was thinking about this on the ride home. Was there literally anything that I could complain about? And there's one thing that sticks out to me that I won't bring up until we do our
for Monday's show.
Yeah, for our spoiler show. And it's a minor thing, but it did kind of rub me the wrong way a little bit. But I was very hard pressed to find anything I didn't like about this movie. I am thoroughly satisfied. I couldn't ask for anything more.
You can't.
No.
I obviously we're going spoiler free. This is spoiler free to say. I think that everything in the movie had meaning, whether it meant something within the movie itself or it meant something in the saga. You know what I mean?
Yep. And I will say that if you haven't seen this movie yet, and you are going to see it, and you haven't watched The Mandalorian yet, watch it, and then go see the movie.
Yep.
Because it absolutely ties in.
Yeah.
They definitely knew what they were doing there. And I think, you know, without giving away anything, I think they put it in The Mandalorian to soften the blow a little bit for the movie. Because people's reaction to seeing that in the movie were probably going to be like the Leia, you know, Mary Poppins scene or whatever. Jedis can't do that.
Well,
but
that's not.
But
a
when you see it in the when you see it in the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda does it, you're like, oh well, Baby Yoda did that, so
right.
And that's old news now.
Exactly.
So,
but J.J. Abrams also came out with stuff too that said,
for sure.
Please go into this with an open mind, because there's going to be things that
they introduced several new force
powers.
Abilities.
Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't really even think you needed to say that, because I think the point we're at now, it's, you know, that they have, there's powers we don't know. And it's
right.
The only time, and we discussed this in the past, obviously we say that a lot, but we discussed this in the past, that the only time that it was weird was in the original, well, after the original trilogy, we went back to the prequels, and they used powers in the prequels that they didn't use later on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that seemed weird, just because you're like, if Obi-Wan
did they
could
forget how
yeah,
to, right.
And not only they, it was Obi-Wan. It was like,
right.
You know, so that I thought was a little bit, but that's in the past. But
right.
This movie here, I think it just, it hit on everything. Like, every scene in the movie meant something, like I said, in one way or another. I was an emotional wreck at the end. I just thought the way the whole thing wraps up, they just do a great job. I thought it was a great job. I honestly don't understand the people that are hating it. They have to.
I know, because I'm already seeing it. I've been seeing it, well, for the last half hour, because I really stayed away from social media pretty much all day. But since I've cut home and, you know, was kind of wading through the end credits just in case, and I was reading a little bit of Twitter and listening to people hating on it. And, you know, haters are going to hate, and that's...
Should I
there's
play
nothing else
Britney
you can say
Spears?
About it.
Or not Britney
yeah.
Spears. what's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, haters are going to hate. Like, people are going to find things to hate about this movie, and that's fine.
But
I loved it. I don't care what anybody else's opinion is of it.
I felt the same
the time
way
of my
for
life,
you.
You know?
I was like, I just said to my daughter before coming down here, I'm like, if he doesn't like this, we're going to be swinging. honestly, it's the only one I cared about. Because
right.
I know, like, actually, my son's seeing it as we speak. And
okay.
I'm like, I know he's going to like it. I'm sure my daughter and I are seeing it tomorrow. She'll like it. But I know your vision. And I'm like, but like I said, I watch this movie for myself. But, of course, I watch it through your eyes as well. And I'm like, I think he's going to love this.
Well, and I'll tell you, I watched it. Without my
own,
like I
without your own
like
eyes,
I kind of watched it. Like I just surrendered. Like I just sat down when this movie started, and I just laid into it.
Yeah,
and I just was like, I'm going to enjoy every minute of this. It's the last time I'm going to see one of these movies for the first time again.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm just going to go with it. Now, I mean, if it just totally hated it, then I would have hated it.
Right.
But like I wasn't looking to dislike anything. I wasn't looking to be critical. I just wanted to enjoy the movie, and
yeah.
I enjoyed the hell out of it. I really did. I thought it was awesome. I thought every character was served the way they needed to be, past and present. And here's what's funny is, you know, obviously we put a show out this morning, and I've been listening to it throughout the whole day. Like, you know, I've driven around a few different places today and just been playing all day. But I was just getting to the part where we talked about Star Wars as we were driving to the movie. So then I come out of the movie and I went to drive home, and I'm picking up halfway through the conversation and realized how completely wrong I was about everything I thought was going to happen in this movie. You know, it's like, well, that was wrong, and that was wrong.
No,
you were right about it. You hit on a couple of things that you were absolutely right on that I didn't necessarily think were going to happen. And then, you know, when we started talking about, you know, what the ending was going to be. And again, we can't really go into that in this podcast, but
let's stay away.
You know, I was way off base for what I thought it was going to be.
But
so,
that's the thing is we,
but we didn't know.
We have no idea,
know?
You know, it's
right.
We're like weathermen.
Exactly.
It's like, is it going to be sunny? Not at night. it's the only thing.
But honestly, I don't know where, like you said, if somebody really just legitimately dislikes this movie, then I don't know what they want. Like, I don't know what they were
right.
looking for. Like, what more did you want that you didn't get in this movie.
Right.
And it did what it needed to do. Like, it tied everything up. You know, whatever was out there from The Last Jedi, whatever was out there from Force Awakens and all these other movies.
Right.
Like, you know, I think J.J. did a great job of just, and, you know, again, we mentioned it before that
it's collaborative.
It wasn't done in a vacuum. So even when you look at the end credits of this, it mentions story by J.J. Abrams. It even mentions Colin Trevorrow, who was the one that got booted off of this movie.
Yeah.
3 years ago in the first place, but they still took some of his story ideas and he still got writing credits for it.
Right.
So I mean, it was definitely a collaborative piece, but, you know, JJ directed it and I'm sure it did the bulk of the writing, and I think he did a great job. Did you know he voiced Dio?
No.
That was JJ Abrams.
Oh, really?
You get that when you sit through the credits.
Well, I did. I sat through the credits, yeah. But I was also looking at some other stuff that we'll get into. Yeah. There's a few things that in spoilers that I can mention about credits too that I don't want to talk about right now. But
yeah,
So the one thing that I will say, and if you're not a fan, that you're going to look at this and you're going to say, well, maybe a certain actor didn't act the right, they're not the best actor, or they're not this. But everything falls into the Star Wars universe. Like, it's pretty much the way it has been since 77.
Yeah, I mean,
overacting.
Mark Hamill
here
wasn't
and there.
The best actor. Wasn't a great actor either. You
exactly,
know,
that's
I mean,
my point, right?
Yeah, Star Wars is littered with bad acting, so.
Right.
You can't hold them to that.
Right. So. That's the only, but that's being nitpicky on, like, yeah, of course, this is, we're not going for Oscars here, you know?
No, but honestly, I didn't bump into that really in this movie at all. Like, nothing stood out to me as being badly acted or overacted or anything. Like,
I was just trying to say, like, some characters could be like that. Actually, I thought there were some very good performances. Yeah. I thought that, what's his name that plays Kylo?
Oh, yeah, Adam Driver.
Adam Driver. Incredible.
He did a really great job. And I thought Daisy Ridley did a great job, too.
Was awesome.
A lot of people dislike her. And
I don't
that's
know
fine.
Why.
Like, you know,
I
people come into this movie
character.
and they don't like Rey or Finn or Poe or whatever. And if you don't like them, then you're not going to love this movie so much either, because it focuses a lot on those characters.
What did you think of, and this is no spoiler here, but what did you think of the humor?
It didn't bother me as much as it did in from Last Jedi.
Oh, okay.
Like, nothing felt super out of place in this one. I mean, there was quite a bit of humor in this.
Yeah.
But I kind of just found myself chuckling along, and nothing really bothered me. Like I said, I really didn't like the, I'm on hold thing or whatever from The Last Jedi.
Right,
I thought that was
out
of place. But nothing here felt none of the humor felt like it was. Like, when I complained about it in Last Jedi, it was dated to a specific period in time. And nothing, like, the humor in this movie had to do with situations that were occurring in the movie.
Exactly.
I felt so, like, 20 years from now, it won't stand out as being weird or out of place or anything like that. So, I liked it. Some of the things with Chewie were funny. It was fine.
Chewie was funny. 3PO was funny. I thought.
Yes.
I thought the interaction with Poe with a few people, there was some good, back and forth, some funny. You were laughing out loud. Not rolling on the floor, but you literally were like.
No, but chuckling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the humor is good, and maybe the reason I did laugh literally out loud, like, because there's so much tension. You don't, throughout this movie, you don't know what's going on, and you're just like on the edge of your seat, like you're grabbing your fists or whatever, and so when there is some humor, you're like, oh, I can let something, okay. Right.
I mean, there were several, fan service moments, like there were several applause moments throughout the movie where, everybody
like opening
in the theater
credits,
would just,
end credits,
well,
and a bunch of
that,
stuff in
but
between.
I mean, yeah, I say several things in between, though, that, were somewhat fan service, but nothing felt like it was done to be obvious fan service. You know what I mean? It just felt like he was hitting all the beats, you know.
There was a huge one that we'll get to in spoilers on Monday, there were a bunch of big ones, I thought, or a few big ones that are obvious, but then I thought there were, as you go through the movie, I can't wait to see it again, there's little ones as well, and I'm sure there's ones that I didn't even pick up on, you know?
Yeah.
Really looking forward to talking spoilers with you, because I'm sure there's things you saw that I didn't see, and vice versa, but, yeah, I don't know. Let's see, what else? What else could we say? Spoiler free.
Well, I was just saying, yeah, spoiler free. I don't know what else to say. Like, there's no tension. There's nothing for us to argue about because we both liked it. So,
right,
we're not going to get the 52 minute Endgame first impression because, you know, we're not arguing.
Right.
So, like I said, I don't know. Go see it. I can't think of anything else to say. Like, if you haven't seen it yet,
well,
go see
it. The last thing I would say is, yeah. We really, really love this. But we love this movie. And I think everything that we said yesterday about, you know, being the culmination from 77 is going to be a big part of that.
Right.
And sometimes I don't like it when I hear people, like, somebody comes out of a movie and goes, that was awesome. And you'll be like, all right. And then you go in and now you feel let down because it wasn't awesome to you. And
right.
I hate to do that. So I maybe put that caveat on it. It's like, there's a reason for it. There's so much to this that, and I'll say, like, one of the reasons, like, at the end of this movie, I think it's probably one of my favorite movies of all time. I put it, I don't know, I'm putting it above Endgame.
I think so too, because it has more significance to me than Marvel does.
And that's what I mean by, it's like, this is for you and I since we were seven years old. You know, and it's like, and for the people that, like we said yesterday, if you're 30 years old and you've been following Endgame since you were like 20, it's like, okay, that's cool. You know, you're following Marvel. It's like, and you've probably been following Star Wars for about 5 years longer, you know, because you picked that up when maybe you were a kid. So it's not, you don't have that longevity and that, it's just not the same. So. I don't know. I'm not picking on those people. I'm just saying that's why it's, I think it's just a little bit more emotional for us.
Again, it was awesome to me.
You
know, I think, you know, again, everybody, your mileage may vary. You know, cause, you know, now I'm leery about like what you just said about coming out and saying it's awesome. And, you know, I don't want to set that expectation, but it's awesome to me.
Right.
So that's really the best way for me to put it. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I will definitely go see it again. You know, we've talked about it before. I don't pay to go see movies twice very often. Although I went to see Phantom Menace about 17 times.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'll see this that many times, but I will see it one or two more times.
I don't know if we could see it 17 times before the box set comes out in March.
No. Well, and that's the thing, too. Hopefully, I don't know when we'll get that. You know,
it's
the 4K
March.
Release. Well, the single movie release. I don't know when we're going to get the 9 movie. We won't see that probably till Christmas.
The box set say in March.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's on my other podcast website, Twitter, the people I'm following there, people have shown it posted. One Best Buy in Canada or something had it actually, you could sign up and then they pulled it. But they're saying tentative date of March 31st. And that,
so a 9 movie 4K set?
It's I believe, and I was guesstimating because it's a 27 disc set. So the Mac and Goo guys were like, how is it 27 discs? And I'm like, well, I'm guessing my guesstimate was
you get a 4K and an HD disc. That's
4K
18.
And a standard Blu-ray of probably all 11 movies. So that gets you to
and
22.
That's it. If it includes the other two movies.
Right, which I'm thinking it would. It's you throw them all in. That's your 11. That's the saga, right?
Right.
And then you have 5 discs of extras.
Right.
So otherwise you have 7 discs.
Which isn't Yeah, which isn't a lot considering, you know, if you think about 11 movies, five discs of extras
right.
isn't
Most
isn't
of
that
those
much.
Movies, you'd be getting a single disc of extras on it anyways. So right. it really should be, you know, even more. So, but yeah, there's images of the box set and everything.
Okay,
and
well, I'll plop down my $220
or
whatever it is.
It was 300 and I think they had it listed at 335 or something.
Canadian.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, I mean,
335 seems high. But
whatever. That's usually
yeah,
what
Yeah, well, I'm
is.
Just saying it's that like, seems high, but
I know like
cuz 22 movies of Endgame was only 500, so
Right. Right. So this is going to be probably well half of that. So yeah, we're probably
yeah,
by the time it hits the street, you're probably looking at 250, 225 like you said.
Yeah. I'll happily plunk down my 250.
Oh yeah, to get the entire thing. But the other thing is a lot, and the reason that we had the conversation with the Mac and Goo guys is they're like, well, they're all going to be on Disney Plus, and
yeah,
it's like,
but
so
I want, yeah.
I know you guys like you and I had said that to them. I said the only reason to buy that set would be probably for there's going to be a few extras in there, and that you can't get elsewhere, and then you get going for the quality. But other than that, it's you're going to get it all on Disney Plus as well.
Well, again, unless they buckle and give us the theatrical cuts of the original trilogy.
Well, then that thing will sell out the door. That, yeah.
But that's how you
soon.
Get people to buy it
right.
who already have Disney Plus.
Right.
How do you buy it? You give me the theatrical cuts.
Right.
And I'll buy
exactly.
it. Exactly. You know. So, a little bit off topic from our first impressions of Rise of Skywalker.
Well, that's pretty much
but
where
yeah,
my
I didn't realize
mind goes
that,
to.
I didn't realize that set was coming that quickly because I didn't think it would come out the same time as the – because why buy the single movie?
You're probably not.
You know, I figured they would double dip, you know, get you to buy the single movie and then at Christmas time sell you the box set. But we'll see.
Maybe with the Disney Plus that a lot of people – I don't know how much the market is going to be for the single disc itself.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's like I'd be buying it, so I would definitely. They could definitely double dip. But all the reports right now are March 31st for the box set.
Fantastic.
So yeah,
saving my pennies now.
Yep. All right, that's our first impression.
Yep.
We good on that?
I think so.
All right. Well, we will be back on Monday with our spoiler loaded podcast. But until then. Let us know what you thought. Let us know on Twitter at brightside_chat. And you can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com. Yeah. Rate, review, subscribe. We're part of the Nerdy Legion. Blah, blah, blah. It was and two nights in a row. This is a really late night. I know you're not feeling well, so.
Yeah, and I'm pretty under the weather right now, so.
All right.
But I'm toughing it out for you guys.
Yeah. It's like, all right, thank you for keeping the store open. We'll see everybody on Monday morning. Go see Rise of Skywalker.
Yep.
See you Monday.
All right. Take care.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast.
So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listen to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.